This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We are here at Minster to kick off our 75-80 game coverage of high school hoops here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. What a matchup tonight. 21-year head coach Carlos Siegel, 4-year head coach Mike Wiss, who has earned 2 state titles, guiding his Wildcats to championships in Division IV the last 2 seasons. It's Fort Loramie at Minster in a first-game rematch of the regional finals the last 2 years, and a first-game rematch of a couple of superb regular season games the last 2 years. Last season, Fort Loramie finished 26-2, Minster 28-1, a state title in D4 girls, as I mentioned. It was a repeat. Head coach Mike Wiss, Wildcats, took the 2018 title, beating Ottoville. Took the 2019 title, beating Ottoville again. So for Minster, 26-3, 28-1 the last 2 years. Off to a 1-0 start this year, nipping Wapakoneta 57-53 last night. So in Minster's last 59 girls basketball games, the Wildcats have won 55. Although finally graduation hit hard last spring, as the Wildcats graduated 7 of their top 9 players. They start with 2 very good guards back in Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing. Each made critical threes in the win last night over Wapak. For Carlos Siegel's Fort Loramie Redskins, wow, Chuck, a wealth of talent and now we can say experience returns.
That's what she was telling me before the game.
Yeah, these are no longer young ladies on this girls' basketball team who have not logged a lot of minutes on the floor in varsity games. They have. Many of them have seen quite a bit of action the last 2 years. Still just four seniors, only four 12th graders on the entire Fort Loramie roster. It starts with a couple of six-footers. Kenzie Holscher, a junior. Dana Rose, a junior. Neither of those two young ladies seniors. Each continues to grow. They're both over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, they're and Dana Rose at last year played the point guard.
Yep.
And that's how talented that young lady is. I expect her to be playing in a three or four spot this year and being a real scorer for the Redskins. And I want to say about Loramie and Minster, and anybody who wants to argue with me, prove me wrong, this is the two premier Division IV girls basketball programs in the state of Ohio.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. In fact, head coach Carla Siegel, head coach Mike Wiss, directly in front of us, talking, reflecting, looking forward, each with a lot to look forward to. Minster may not be in the Southwest Regional this year. Everything I'm reading, everything I'm seeing, that leads me to believe, like in volleyball, Minster will be in the Northwest Region, Fort Loramie in the Southwest Region. Good for Minster for sure, maybe good for Fort Loramie, but they'll be separate. And if both clubs have outstanding campaigns, who knows? Might meet along the way somewhere in Columbus. Never know.
Yeah, I mean, that is a real possibility. And right now they're thinking about beating the other one here tonight. They split last year. These games are always just absolutely outstanding. They're well played. They're well coached. The crowd here tonight is as good as any boys crowd you're ever going to see. It's a nice atmosphere tonight.
You mentioned the split by the two clubs last season. Fort Loramie inflicted the only loss on Minster all last campaign. Fort Loramie won the regular season tilt in two overtimes at Fort Loramie, 55-48. And then Minster cooled off Fort Loramie by a final score of 44-28 in the regional championship game. In that regular season contest, that was a real, real doozy. Spectacular game. Took about 3 hours to play. Ivy Wolf, who's back this year as a senior for Minster, led the Wildcats in that contest with 17. Ava Schultes had 15 to pace Fort Loramie. Minster missed 16 free throws in that game.
Well, I was going to say, Ivy Wolf missed a couple of real critical free throws in both of the overtimes.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, if I look out here on this floor, there is no one I'd rather have at the free throw line from either team than Ivy Wolf in crunch time. So
right.
That was an anomaly.
Right. Head coach Carla Siegel said to me during the week what we just talked about. Hey, she no longer has young chickens out there on the basketball floor. She is looking forward to the campaign here in 2019-20 at Fort Loramie.
2 years ago, we took a very young group to the regional finals. Probably a game that we should not have been there, but with our hard work and our dedication, they were there. Again, we got there last year and lost again, but for the first time in 3 years, I can honestly say that we have an experienced team.
Mm-hmm.
I've got four seniors. I've got seven juniors and two sophomores on our roster. So I'm excited about that. Last year's team did really well. We finished 26-2, and we set a school record for most threes in a game. Almost broke the school record for free throw percentages. So those are two things that we're eyeing on this year. We would like to continue the outside shooting. We want to get to the line more, and we want offensive. We want to be an offensive powerhouse. We want an inside game and an outside game. Dana Rose was our point guard last year. She's grown another inch, and we've decided to move her to the 3 and 4 where she is more comfortable playing.
Okay.
So we're looking for a huge year for her,
mm-hmm.
Scoring-wise and rebounding-wise and defending other teams' post players. Caitlin Gaston and Corinne Heikamp are two juniors that are fighting for the point guard spot. One of them will get it, and the other one will come off the bench right away and sub in that position.
Sure.
So out of the 11 players on our team, all of them can play varsity, all of them with the exception of Colleen Brandwee, who's going to be a newcomer. The other 10 girls all have varsity experience. experience. They all lettered last year on a very, you know, excellent team. So our expectations are high, absolutely. But we're going to take it one day at a time. That's our phrase this year. We're concentrating on today only. We're concentrating on today only. And we're hoping that we can get better each and every day. And the rest of it will take care of itself.
Hey, you saw Dana Rose when the season ended last year in March. Didn't see her again probably for a few months. Did you notice right away? Wow, Dana, you've grown.
Yeah, she walked into the gym for a four-man workout, and I said, whoa, somebody got taller. And she said, yep, I grew another inch. So I said, keep on going, girl, a couple more.
Oh, you got your volleyball players back now for scrimmages.
Yes. Our first two scrimmages, we did not have any of the volleyball players because they were playing in state that weekend. Mm-hmm. But we went ahead and we scrimmaged. We had four varsity players, and we brought three JV players up, and one of those players being Colleen Brandewey. We played very well, clicked very well in both scrimmages. Colleen is now considered a varsity player, mm-hmm. and she played along with Caitlin Corinne, Dana Rose, and Kennedy Gephardt. And so we've had two scrimmages so far with the volleyball team, trying to get the rust off them, get them back into it, but we're looking pretty solid, and I like the direction of our team.
I think it's kind of nice from a coach's standpoint that this Minster game is not a media distraction for 6 or 8 weeks being played in the middle of the year in January. You play it. It's a learning experience. Week one, you get it behind you, and then you move on with the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's a great game, you know. And last year, you know, that the house was packed on that snowy afternoon.
Yep.
And so it's the beginning of the season. Probably not where I wanted it, but it's just where it fell. And so it's a game. We're going to be excited to play at their place. We're going to be excited for the opportunity to take on a defending state champion, game one of the season.
Well, just like the house was packed last year at Fort Loramie on a snowy afternoon, it's packed tonight here at Minster on a snowy evening to kick off the 2019-20 year. And we're glad to be a part of it here on scoresbroadcast.com. I bet we've got a good, 1,900 in the gym at Minster right now?
It's a good crowd. I mean, both sides. Minster, they've got a lot of their kids here, good student section, and Loramie's got a real good student section, too.
Understand that Fort Loramie will likely start Caitlin Gasson, a junior at guard, with senior Kennedy Gebhardt out front. Ava Schultes, 5'10 sophomore, Dana Rose, who's reached 6 feet. She's a junior. And Marissa Meiring, 5'9 senior. That's the quintet who will begin the game. Kenzie Holscher will come off the bench. Head coach Mike Wiss of Fort Loramie, or I should say of Minster, still relishing, Chuck, in those two state championships the last 2 years when Minster in girls D4 was by far in a way the best team in the entire state of Ohio, no question about it. Resounding triumphs in state semifinals each of the last 2 years, and then Minster ripped Ottoville in the state title game the last two seasons. Coach Wiss reflects back and looks ahead to this campaign.
The state tournament the last 2 years, I think, we really shined as far as doing the things you need to do to win a big game. You know, you're playing somebody that you don't know, which I've always liked to do in baseball, et cetera. Our guards really, really, really played well. Janae and Ivy, the growing up that they've had over the last, in those two tournament opportunities, and that group of juniors and seniors the last 2 years, you know, like you said, it was the same group. We lost 7 seniors from this last one, and the experience that they gained in the first one, just they looked in command of mm-hmm. this last one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that semifinal against Cornerstone Christian was, in my mind, a clinic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, really, they had this goal that they wanted to do, and they reached it in the highest manners.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought they reach the pinnacle of what that group could do.
It always helps to have a really good post player as you had in Pringer during her career. But I tell you what, in basketball at any level, you can't succeed unless you've got really good guard play. They handle the basketball. They distribute it. They make points. They make others look good, too.
Sure. You know, we wish Courtney the best of luck down at Xavier. She'll have a great career, I'm sure, and she's really going to work at it. You know, she comes from a family in an area here, our group here in Minster, where she knew how to work when she left.
Right.
Big part of going to college. Along with that, you know, we stressed to our guards the last 2 years, we stressed to them last night in practice how important it is, number one, to get the ball to the posts cleanly, but also get the ball to the post when the post needed most. You know, we don't want the post to pass the ball away from the defender.
Right.
You know, recognize what you have. And to be able to start this year with knowing that two state championship guards are back, mm-hmm. and that's what everybody's talking about. So, mm-hmm. you know, but the other thing is, Janae and Ivy both left a really good club. They were really good in junior high.
Sure.
And Ivy left right away at the beginning of her freshman year. Janae left about halfway through. They left a good group of kids. And those girls learned how to play ball for 2 years without those two guards. So the other guards had to handle it more. May not have always got the passes that they had received before. But now they're back together. And what we've seen in scrimmages so far, you know, it's going to take a little bit to get that continuity back that they used to have.
Sure.
We have a little bit of height. We have some nice guard play. And, you know, we're not perfect by any means right now, but
right.
I don't need to be. We're just,
sure.
It's a work in progress. And we open up with 3 games in our first 5 days. So we'll be ready to go. We'll see.
And one of those three was last night for Minster, winning away at Wapakoneta 57-53. No, it was not perfect. Minster had a scare, trailed by 4 late in the third quarter, was down 1 at the end of 3, but won it by 4 as stellar experienced guards Janae Hoing and Ivy Wolf drained 3-pointers late in that game. Minster plays Salina on Tuesday. That's the 3rd game in the opening 5 days. This is the season opener for Fort Loramie here tonight as the Redskins go in action this week on Tuesday against Fairlawn and have a league game again next Saturday versus Rushi before coming back on the first Monday of December at home against West Liberty Salem in a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the full starting lineups, the official starting groups for both teams when we return, and then the tip-off. It's Fort Loramie at Minster, big-time girls basketball Division IV here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Thanks so much to Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. So you'd better call on Tom and Jerry's right away to get true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, family-owned, and building a quality name, one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temperature happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots and cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com. or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins in the road black, red numbers, white trim, white tennies with black laces. Opening five has been introduced. Caitlin Gasson running the point, 5'3 junior guard. Kennedy Gebhardt at a guard spot, 5'6 senior. Ava Shouldis at a wing, a 5'10 sophomore. Dana Rose, 6 foot junior. Marissa Myring, a 5'9" senior. That's the opening five for Fort Loramie. For the Minster Wildcats, Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing, about 26 points a game, returning at guard for the Wildcats. Wolf, a 5'10 junior. Hoing, a 5'8 junior. Also in the opening lineup for the Minster Wildcats, you've got Avery Wolf, a 5'10 senior. Mara Schmiesing, a 5'4 senior sophomore. And Ella Mescher, a 6 foot sophomore. Chuck, I tend to forget that Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing both played a lot of basketball in Columbus as freshmen for the Lady Wildcats.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wolf has been tough from the beginning. They brought Hoing up to varsity probably about three quarters of the way through that their freshman year, and she really sparked them. I mean, they were good, but they just didn't have that it factor, and when she came up, she started burying threes, and it just turned them in, well, to a state champion.
At first thought, you'd think, oh, gee, Hoing and Ivy Wolf have been here long enough at Minster to be seniors. No, they're not.
No, just juniors.
They're just 11th graders.
Yeah.
Each one a junior, but each has commanded so many minutes of playing time. They've got senior quality experience, that's for sure. All set to go, opening tip to start the game. In the middle, it's Ella Mescher for Minster, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie, and the ball is tapped back to Caitlin Gasson. Gasson with number 11 on her back, gives it up to Kennedy Gebhardt, who wears a 12. Straight away, top of the circle. Ball dealt to Ava Shouldis. Now to Myring, outside the arc on the left shoulder. Straight away, Gebhardt. Ball lobbed toward the post to Myring. Deflected away by Minster. Quickly down the floor, the Lady Cats. It's Avery Wolf fumbling the ball, top of the circle. Pitches outside the arc on the right to Janae Hoing. Near side pass, Ivy Wolf. Kennedy Gebhardt tries to guard her. Ivy splits a couple defenders down the lane. A scooper on the run. It danced off the rim. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 45 seconds played. Nobody scored yet. Here's Gebhardt, right wing. Into the post to Shouldis. Ball whipped into the left corner. Myring tries a drive into the paint area. And the ball is grabbed by Minster and knocked away. Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along. Three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
She was the trailer. Dana Rose tries to match her for Fort Loramie. She launches a triple off the back iron. Rebound Schmiesing for Minster. 3-0 Wildcats. We played a minute 20. Up ahead to Ivy. Ivy darts into the lane. Feeds Mescher. Out back, Janae Hoing. Long three-pointer. Bangs off the back iron. Rebound yanked down in the play by Shouldis. Outlet to Gasson. Here she goes, going pell-mell down the floor on the run. Bumped as she shoots, and she earns two free throws.
We didn't talk about it before the game, but Minster has two real advantages tonight. Actually, they give them three because they're playing at home. They've played a game, and they've had their girls for an extra 10 days that Fort Loramie has not had their full complement of players.
Yep, head coach Carla Siegel talked about that a few minutes ago. She's had the volleyball troops for only 2 weeks. Since 2 weeks ago, today, Fort Loramie played in the state championship D4 volleyball match versus New Bremen. It wound up going the Cardinals' way, 3-1, highly competitive. Those two clubs will be strong next year. Fort Loramie made a free throw, missed a free throw, and then a steal by the Redskins at midcourt. Shouldis, dribble drive, banked it up and in. Nice play, Fort Loramie. Good defense at the center stripe, and we're tied up at three. Here is Myring over guarding out top of the circle, and she manages to flick the ball away from the Minster player, lost by Avery Wolf, ruled a jump. Possession Minster after Fort Loramie won the tip to start the game. Ball thrown to Ivy Wolf. Conditioning for these two stellar guards for Minster will be important. How much will Mike Wisk have to spell Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing? They're the kingpins in the scoring column for the Minster Wildcats this year. Here's Ivy fumbling a low pass at the Wildcats logo near center court, and she drop-kicked it out of bounds.
Yep, hit her in the shin.
Game tied at 3, 5:44 left, opening period. On the floor right now for Fort Loramie is Kennedy Gebhardt. She scored just under 7 points a game last year. Marissa Myring for Fort Loramie hit the 10-point mark. Nice field goal, Fort Loramie, as I looked away.
Yeah, they ran a back door. They caught a play for Schultes. They ran it, and she got a layup out of it.
Ava with a nice penetration move from the right baseline. Here is Minster, long jump shot, right flank by Schmiesing, no good. Weak side rebound garnered by Ivy Wolf, and she barrels down the lane. She's fouled as she takes it toward the hole. She'll get two. Up the field goal by Schultes has put Fort Loramie ahead 5-3. Foul shot, Ivy Wolf, swish. 3 points on a triple to start the game by Ivy Wolf. Five in a row by Fort Loramie. Now a free throw by Ivy. She's got all four for Minster. Minster Wildcats starting Avery Wolf, a senior. Mara Schmiesing, a senior. Ella Mesher, a sophomore. Yep, Ella's just a 10th grader, and two juniors, Janae Hoing, Ivy Wolf. Both free throws right on target. Game tied at 5, and trying to crossover dribble is Caitlin Gasson right in front of the Wildcat player, and it's swiped at midcourt, taken away by Minster. Carelessness by the Redskins there. Ball thrown to the left wing to Kate Larger, who's in now, a 5'8 junior for Minster. She catches in the post, gives it to Dana Pringer. A little half-hook shot from 7 feet away off the backboard. Rim, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. In backcourt, the Redskins have it. Game tied at 5. We played 3.5 minutes. Ball swung straight away to Kenzie Holscher, who's now in for Fort Loramie. There's a bad pass. It was flipped high into the paint area for Kenzie Holscher from the right flank. Minster got a piece of it. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie below the basket. Kenzie Holscher last year, 7 points a game for the Redskins. As I mentioned, Marissa Myring hit double digits. Fort Loramie had well-balanced scoring. Here's a good feed to the post from out of bounds. A nice spin move in the lane. And a shot by Kennedy Gebhardt rimmed and came out. Rebound down to Minster. Minster quickly up the floor. Fast break, Ivy Wolf darts into the paint area. Flipped it up on the go. Couldn't get it to drop, but she slapped on the arm.
Well, I tell you, Coach Siegel loves to sub, likes to keep her people fresh, and she's got just probably 10 girls that are interchangeable this year.
Ivy Wolf, who is dead-eye at the stripe, connects. She's got all six for Minster, which is up 6-5. Ivy Wolf last year as a sophomore was called before the game by head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie as being a great high school player as a 10th grader a year ago.
And she absolutely was.
Both foul shots good. Here's Minster pressing up a two. Fort Loramie tries to break it. Here's Caitlin Gasson on a fly down the floor on the run. Fired up short. That's because she was clobbered as she delivered the ball to the rim. If you have a chance to whip the break, go ahead and attack.
Well, she did a nice job of creating the contact and then got the shot up off the rim.
Gasson, two free throws, Fort Loramie. Little Caitlin, 5 foot 3 inch junior, got it. All net. 7-6, Minster up a point. Dana Rose out there for Fort Loramie. Let's check the Redskins on the court at the moment. Is that Colleen Brandewee in now for Fort Loramie? Second shot, Lotta rim, good. Colleen Brandewee, 5'6 sophomore out there. Corinne Eichkamp in now.
Yeah, they said that Brandewee started JV, and she was so good in the scrimmages that she's now a varsity player.
tied at 7. Minster quickly, forecourt left. And here is Ivy Wolf feeding Kate Larger in the corner. 16-foot jump shot hit the back iron. Rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minster throwing in baseline left. We're tied at 7. 3:59 to go opening period. Who is the playmaker for...
That's got to be Loramie's ball.
They looked at the arrow, got it wrong initially. Now it's corrected. Redskins possession, not Minster's. Dribble drive quickly up the floor. Corinne Heitkamp handling the ball nicely. Pulls up foul line. Feeds it to Colleen Brandewey, 25 feet away. Straight away, Dana Rose. Rose dishes to teammate Brandewey. Now Rose, 25 feet out on the right. They look in the middle for Kenzie Holscher. Goes to her, back to the basket. Rifled into the left corner of Meyering. Spin move baseline. On the arc, Holscher twisting, turning down the lane.
Wow.
Up and in with the left hand. Well done. Two for Kenzie Holscher. Nifty maneuver.
Put the ball down in traffic. That was impressive.
9-7 Fort Loramie. 3:14 to go first quarter. Ivy Wolf, top of the circle. She's got all 7 for Minster so far. On the arc, Janae Hoing. Myring Hounser. Hoing dribbles inside the arc, then leaves it for a teammate in the left corner. But the pass goes awry, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Game 1 for Fort Loramie, game 2 for Minster, which beat Wapakoneta last night 57-53. 3 games in 5 days to open the season for Minster. Fort Loramie comes back on Tuesday against Fairlawn. A week from today versus Rushi, we'll have the Redskins in action the first Tuesday of December at home against a good West Liberty Salem team. Here's Marissa Myring, open foul line for Fort Loramie. Soft touch, a lot of iron. It goes in. Boy, it trickled all around the ring and fell through. Good jumper by Myring. Fort Loramie with its biggest edge, 11-7. Here is Minster feeding the post. Ivy Wolf inside to Schmiesing. Off balance shot, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Out back, open, long three-point try. Holscher rattles out. Strong rebound, Myring, no good. Taken down by Minster. The board to Dana Pringer. Long lead out. Oh, here's a good three-on-two, but Minster shot blocked near the basket by Fort Loramie. Ella Mesher appeared to be free for an instant. Out of nowhere, good defense by Fort Loramie. Colleen Brandewey checks out for the Redskins. Ava Schultes back in. 2:11 to go opening period. Inbounding is Minster. Ball thrown to the right corner to Hoing. She's been guarded very well so far. Here's a cross-court pass outside the arc on the left to Mara Schmiesing. Schmiesing on a weave to Wolf. High dribble. Kennedy Gebhardt checks her. Ivy gets a screen 25 feet away. Steps inside the arc. Lets it fly. It dances around the rim and comes off. Rebound Holscher. Whips the pass ahead to Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Look at that drive to the rim. Left it short. Rebound volleyballed around. Minster's got it. Tie-up ensues. Arrow favors Minster with a minute 44 to go. Opening period, 11-7 Fort Loramie. Myring out. Gasson in for the Redskins. It's like a hockey line change every couple of minutes for the Fort Loramie girls.
Yeah, this is their penalty killing team right here.
And we've got full court pressure by Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded to Avery Wolf, now to Ivy, 50 feet away. Ivy against Gebhardt, outside the arc on the left, and Schmiesing. Now to Ivy, goodness gracious, 27-footer, hits the rim, goes high in the air, rebound, touched by Minster last, into the Fort Loramie bench, Redskins possession.
That was deep.
Yeah, I don't think that Ivy sees a shot she doesn't like when she's a little bit open.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing wrong with her taking that shot. She'll make it.
No, 25-30, she'll trigger it. A minute 16 left here in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie up 4. Here's a baseline drive by Holscher. Pulls up from 7. Missed it strong. Rebound, though, Fort Loramie. Thrown on the arc. Long 20-footer. Missed on the play by Dana Rose. Another rebound, though, Fort Loramie. A minute left, opening period. Redskins hustling hard on the offensive glass. They sustain this possession. Holscher's got the ball at the Wildcats logo. Dribbles with the left. Goes behind the back to the foul line. 45 ticks to go here in the first period. 11-7 Fort Loramie. Catching is Gebhardt 20 feet out. Gebhardt tries to pick and roll with Holscher, and Minster's wise to it. They break it up and steal it. Down the floor to Hoing. Twisting, turning in the lane, up with the left hand. Good. Janae Hoing, 11-9 Fort Loramie. 24 seconds left, opening period. Holscher, top of the circle, right flank to Gebhardt. 7 points, Ivy Wolf, two for Janae Hoing. And we've got a 5-second call. Ball was held by Kennedy Gebhardt, 28 feet away from the basket. Good guarding by Minster. Turnover, Redskins. Minster a chance to tie or take the lead here at the quarter's end. 15 seconds left, opening stanza. And the ball is entered to Hoing in backcourt with 11, 10, 9. She's guarded by Taylor Ratterman, who's in. Here's a double team. Pass goes right flank to Avery with three, with two. Bad pass picked off by Ratterman. She fires from midcourt. Oh, it almost went in. Good steal by Taylor as Fort Loramie put on the heat, took it away. 45-footer by Ratterman clanged off the board in the rim as the buzzer sounded. 11-9 Fort Loramie after one. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, we've seen one quarter of Fort Loramie Minster. What do you think so far?
What you expect. Both teams playing really well. Their defense is outstanding. Is this anybody's game?
Each club very tenacious defensively. Fort Loramie's got the possession. Opening shot. Second quarter. Left wing jumper. Dana Rose. Strong. No good. Another offensive rebound by Fort Loramie as the ball deflected off the iron into the corner to Caitlin Gasson. She was pushed to the floor. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is up to 11-9 after the first 8 minutes, 18 seconds into quarter number two. Gebhardt inbounding down in the right corner of the court. Goes to Jaden Puthoff. Oh, to Gasson. Wrap around for Rose. Two-pointer. Great assist on the play by Gasson to Dana Rose, who benefited.
What a great pass.
Fort Loramie matches its biggest lead, 13-9. 35 seconds gone by here in the second quarter of play. Open player, Avery Wolf, top of the circle. Minster, no good. Off to the left. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Gasson hooks a pass down inside to Puthoff, who catches. And there's contact and an offensive foul against Fort Loramie. That was a tough one. I'm not sure the defender really allowed Puthoff room to come down with the pass.
I've still got the problem. They need to put the arc in. You shouldn't be able to take a charge that far under the basket.
I'd agree. 7 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. 13-9 Fort Loramie. Minster on the weave, top of the circle. Ball fed to Avery Wolf. She hits Janae Hoing. Hoing leaves it for a teammate out on top. Almost stolen by Fort Loramie. Recovery by Kate Larger. Larger to Janae Hoing. 25 feet out. Gass has done a good job on her. Now Janae retreats to the Wildcats logo. Right flank, Avery Wolf. On a weave, it's Jaina Euker who's in now. 5'8 junior. Ball fed, deep right corner, Avery Wolf. Baseline post, Larger back to the basket, weaves into the lane, throws elbow left to Euchre. Ball thrown out on top to a teammate who catches the ball, then rolls over the center line. That's got to be over and back.
Well, they called it a held ball, but it should have been over and back.
Huh. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, she slid across midcourt, and then the Lormy player went over and tied her up. Had to be over and back.
Yeah, the first call should have been over and back.
Absolutely.
Then the tie-up was second, a roll or two later. Anyway, 6:18 to go here in the second quarter, 13-9, Fort Loramie up four.
They didn't ask me, so I guess it's not. They're not going to change it.
Well, you got some red and gray stripes on. Stripes, not black and white. Here's Hoing, dribble drive into the lane, feeds left corner Ivy Wolf. She chucks up a three, no good, long rebound, tapped away by Minster to Ivy Wolf, dribbling into the lane. Dana Rose knocks her up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. With 5:56 to go here in the second quarter, Fort Loramie up 4, 13-9, Minster pressing. Redskins try to put some distance between the two teams. In backcourt, it's Holscher for Fort Loramie. Feeds to Dana Rose, center court. Now Dana's guarded tightly. Ivy Wolf all over her. Might be a five-second call. She releases finally to Gasson. Into the right corner, Myring. On top, Rose. Gasson right flank. Head coach Carlos Siegel announcing motion, motion. Here's Gasson. She's got room. Penetrates the lane. Flipped it off the backboard. A little too much oomph on it. And we had a scrap for the rebound. It's a tie-up. Arrow favors Minster. Caitlin did a nice job working free. Might have surprised herself. She was so open.
Yeah, she got to the rim, and I don't know how she missed that. She doesn't know how she missed it, I promise.
5:22 left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Minster 9. 30 feet away on the left, it's larger for Minster. Guarded tightly by Colleen Brandwee. Again, a steal by Fort Loramie. Redskins come away with a clean, long lob pass down the floor to Brandwee. Oh, what a feed to Myring for two. Colleen Brandwee dished it to Marissa Myring after the steal. The Redskins made a 3-on-2, paid dividends. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. 4:50 left, second quarter. Dribbling Avery Wolf. Veers off into the corner. She's being hounded. Hands it to Ivy. Ivy starts to drive into the paint area. Back to the basket. Overshoots it. Well guarded by Colleen Brandwee. Rebound down to Myring of Fort Loramie. Now to Colleen. Colleen, a 5'6" sophomore, lets one fly from long distance. Missed it. It goes out of bounds to Minster. That was a possession the Lady Skins would like to have back.
Yep.
Up six. A chance to stretch it to eight. Head coach Mike Wiss gets a timeout for Minster, which is down to six with 4:31 left second quarter. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you, Reese Myring and Company, which has major business clients it's served now for 25 years. CPAs on staff. Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you, the individual, and is also a full-service accounting firm, performing functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business setups. As the business world evolves, Reese Myring is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Reese Myring can serve your business efficiently, whether you are close by or far away. In Fort Loramie, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813. That's Kevin Myring at Reese Myring and Company, 937-295-3813. Redskins had their biggest lead of this game, 6 points, 15-9. After the timeout, Minster drives into the lane. Larger stumbled, nearly walked, got rid of the ball, no whistle. And then a pass or two later, a reach-in hack committed before Lorimer. It's Common inbounding underneath the basket for Minster. No, it's side court for Minster. It is going to be Ella Mesher. Mesher, six-footer, sophomore, goes to Janae Hoing, 30 feet out. Janae fakes right, goes left, and back to the right. Slides to the floor on the baseline, then tried to roll a pass back out of the arc to a teammate, and it went all the way to the Redskins' cheering section out of bounds.
Well, I mean, it's early for the officials, too, but that either had to be a foul or travel.
Right.
One of the two. It was not a good no-call.
Here is Fort Loramie, forecourt right. It's Holscher. She goes over top of Minster's defense, aimed for Dana Rose, who wasn't there, and the ball bounds across the boundary.
Well, Kenzie's going to get the turnover there, but the problem was they set the back screen and the person didn't go to the basket.
Exactly. Dana didn't get there in time. 3:49 to go in the second quarter. We're stuck at 15-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Janae Hoing, midcourt, crossover on the dribble. Guarded by Ava Schultes. Ball whipped outside the arc on the left to Kate Larger. High right, Dana Pringer. Tries to make a bounce pass, and a black shirt is in the middle of it. Manages to strip it loose. Tie-up results. Arrow favors Minster, far side of the floor. No, it's Redskins' possession. Fort Loramie, another opportunity here to go up by 8 or 9. 3:28 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's Colleen Brandewee in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Fires a pass to Gebhardt. Right wing. Foul line extended straight away. Shoulders. It's on target, but strong. Long rebound. Holscher. Hand off to Gebhardt. Squeezes between two defenders and has her pocket picked by Minster. Long pass down the floor to Janae Hoing, to Ivy Wolf. Fort Loramie up 6. 3 minutes left. Second quarter. Dribble drive, baseline right. Ivy Wolf in trouble on the arc to Janae Hoing. The taller Schultes guards her. Here's Janae, baseline left. Below the rim, reverse layup, other side, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee, flips it up the floor to Myring. Myring penetrates, out back to Gebhardt. Starts a drive on Janae. Gebhardt on the loose, to the rim, got it. What a drive. Kennedy Gebhardt explodes. 17-9, Fort Loramie. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Long cross-court pass. Ivy Wolf to Larger. Shot fake, drives, knocked free. It's in the corner of the floor. Who's got it? Minster's Larger. Ball pried loose, and Fort Loramie scrapes it off the hardwood. Fort Loramie's defense has been suffocating here in period number two. 2 minutes left till halftime. Gebhardt on the arc, rotates it right wing. Open jump shooter, long distance. Gebhardt, look out, got it. I should say Brandewee.
No, that was Heitkamp.
I'm sorry, I'll check it a third time. I'm getting the brunette ponytails mixed up.
Yeah, there are a lot that look alike if they got their backs to you.
Good looking shot from long distance by Corinne Heitkamp, who will alternate this year at the point with Caitlin Gasson. That swished from distance, and that field goal right there separates these two clubs big time. Fort Loramie has a double-digit cushion, 20-9. And has Minster scored this quarter, Chuck?
They have not.
Wow. A 9-0 quarter for Fort Loramie. Minute 36 to go till halftime. Ivy Wolf dribble drive into the lane. Leaves it on the arc for a teammate. Here is Mara Schmiesing shooting. Foul line. Missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie on the run. 2-on-2. Deflected by Minster. And then we've got contact for the Wildcats.
Well, you can see in the first half already, you got Hoing and you got Wolf. And now they're playing a team that can defend them. And Mike Wiss knows that he's got to find some more scoring besides those two young ladies.
Yep. And Janae and Ivy are being pushed. They look maybe a bit winded here late in the second quarter.
Well,
they played every minute.
They got to, yeah, and he doesn't right now have any choice.
Nope. And it's a quickly paced game. Fort Loramie inbounds, left baseline. It is Myring looking for a cutter. 5-second call may be coming. Handoff on the play to Gasson. Poked out of bounds by Minster. Side court, opposite part of the floor. As we look across, we see it's Gebhardt inbounding for Fort Loramie. Tries to find Schultes, and Schultes charges, trying to get free to receive the pass.
Yeah, they called that on Myring, an illegal screen. And that's Marissa's second foul.
It was on Marissa, not Schultes. And Schultes tripped over a Wildcat player, but it was Myring who was moving as she set up shop, trying to free Ava. So the foul is more or less a turnover. Minster gets the ball, a minute to go in the second quarter. Minster with a pass to the post, deflected. We've got a scrum for it. Couple of black shirts, couple of white shirts. 1 minute even left in the second quarter with Fort Loramie leading 20-9. It's been a 9-0 shutout in favor of Fort Loramie here in the second period. Redskins defense has been extremely tenacious. Inbounding is Mara Schmiesing. Handoff on the play to Ivy Wolf. Back to Schmiesing between the rings. Schmiesing dribbles. Gives to Euchre. Lob pass. Baseline right for a teammate. Intended on the play for Kyra Oldiges, a 5'11 junior post player. But it was struck by Fort Loramie out of bounds. 50 seconds to go in the half. Oldiges looks to the post for Mason Pohl, who's in now, a 5'11 junior. Minster's got plenty of height in the middle, Chuck, just lacking in terms of experience.
They don't have experience there. She's got her twin sister, and I mean, they got good size, but they don't have much in the way of experience.
Well, Ivy Wolf just took one, a jumper. I swear, Chuck, her back heel was on the Wildcat logo. She was closer to center court than the top of the circle. The shot grazed iron in front, and then it was kicked out of bounds by Minster. But Fort Loramie will let Ivy take that shot all day. Quickly up the floor, Redskins, foul line Gasson. Left corner to Jaden Putoff. Ball rotated on top with 15 seconds to go here in the first half. And Caitlin Gasson falls down, coughs up the ball. The officials look at each other. It is possession Minster off Fort Loramie last.
A lot of contact for no call right there.
10.4 to go here in the first half. Substitutions. Minster Wildcats need a bucket to end the first 16 minutes on a better note, as Fort Loramie with 9 points in the first quarter, or I should say 11 in the first and 9 in the second, leads at 20-9. 4 seconds to go. Ivy Wolf bounces the ball high and coughed it up. She was trying to get into position behind the arc, fumbled it. Redskins managed to dig it off the hardwood, couldn't get a fast break underway as the second quarter closed out. 20-9, Fort Loramie over Minster girls high school basketball as we kick off the year here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Our halftime score on scoresbroadcast.com is Fort Loramie 20 and Minster 9, Redskins girls team. Coach Bacarla Siegel out in front of the defending state champs, coached by Mike Wiss, by 11 at the break. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor. It has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of our lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Hoying and Hoying also offers services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among its employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoying and Hoying at 394-7144, 937-394-7144. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, if you take a look at the stats, I mean, they got the 11-point lead. It truly could be worse. I don't know how far you'd have to go back to find a quarter that Minster didn't score in a basketball game. 16-6 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 5-2 on the offensive boards. Minster turned it 10 times. Loramie turned it 9. 3-for-4 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Wildcats 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Ivy Wolf scored 7 in the first quarter, and Janae Hoying scored 2. That's their 9 points for the first half. For Loramie, they had 7 young ladies score. They got 4 out of Myring and 4 out of Schultes. They got 3 from Gasson, 3 from Corinne Heitkamp. Then they got 2 from Gephardt, 2 from Kenzie Holscher, and 2 from Dana Rose. They scored 11 and 9, and it is 20-9 at the end of the half.
Fort Loramie last year, Chuck, only one score for the season hit double digits via a per-game average. Marissa Myring right at 10, a collection of young ladies at 6, 7, 8 per game. It's going to be no different here in 2019-20.
I don't see how it's going to be any different. I mean, the advantage of having if Coach Siegel can keep everybody happy with playing time, they've got the ability to pressure because if somebody gets in foul trouble, they've got a whole bench of people to put out there. This is a formidable basketball team, and Minster has got to find someone to go along with Wolf and Hoying to give them some kind of, and they're going to find it. Coach Wiss is going to find it.
Sure.
It's early in the season.
Right.
And I'm sure he's not in there right now surprised at all by the score.
In the state championship game last year, Ivy Wolf, Janae Hoying combined for 28 points. For a while this year, those two young ladies will need to score together at least that much or maybe even more until the other young ladies on this Minster roster gain the experience they need.
Well, last year they had Pringer in the middle. Last year they had some size in the middle, and it caused teams to have to guard the lane. And right now, you don't have to guard the lane. They're on inbounds plays. They're double teaming Wolf. They're not even worried about anybody underneath. They're double teaming her, trying to keep the ball out of her hands.
These two clubs are pretty young still, even though a lot of talent is out there. 4 seniors for Fort Loramie, 3 only for Minster. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 20-9 Fort Loramie over Minster at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine,
keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I'm Jack with Chuck. We're 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by a score of 20-9. We understand that Marion Local in high school football tonight in D7 regional final action leads New Bremen 7-0. That game's about what, halftime?
Halftime.
Wow, tightly played. New Bremen had a fine campaign. The two clubs did not meet in the regular season. They didn't draw each other. The configuration in the MAC in terms of the schedule changes every couple of years based on standings. They didn't play in the regular season. First time they've met all year. It's in the regional championship after New Bremen disposed of Lima Perry last week and Marion Local edged Fort Loramie in OT 24-21. Marion Local with a scant one-touchdown lead over New Bremen after two quarters tonight. 11-point lead, Fort Loramie over the Minster girls. Seconds away from the start of the third quarter, as we noted several minutes ago, just seven seniors in this game tonight. Local Equipment, one of our great sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, which got us off the ground in 2006-2007, asks us to highlight seniors, young ladies who excel on the court and in the classroom. Kennedy Gebhardt, Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, Marissa Meiring, seniors for Fort Loramie. For Minster, the 12th graders, Avery Wolf, Mara Schmiesing, and Lauren Mox. Local and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor. It supplies parts around the world for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, and more. It's located in Jackson Center. It moved there in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 13 years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Here's Minster with possession. We launch play in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 11. Here's a baseline drive by Ivy Wolf. A little stop shot from 10. It danced off the rim, no good. Strong rebound by 5'10", Lauren Mock. Short rebound, Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Dana Rose. She barges in from the left flank, rims the shot on the dead run, but is fouled in the act of shooting as Fort Loramie, Chuck, pushed it down the floor.
They like to get out, and they like to run.
Uh-huh. Get up and go. And we've got the net hung up down to her right, and one of the officials spots it, goes to the end of the floor, and flips the ball up in the air, and the net is now untangled. Dana Rose with two free throws down to our left. With the Redskins up 11, make it, ooh, still 11. That ball hit every inch of the rim and came off. Second of two shots here for Dana. She dips the knees. The six-footer rimmed it in and out. No good. Long rebound. Gaston's got it for Fort Loramie, though. Now to Dana, left wing. Dana holds the ball high overhead, puts it on the floor, goes to Meyering, top of the circle. To Gebhardt, deep right corner. Now Gaston, now Meyering. Schultes in the middle. That's the five on the floor now who started this game. Dana Rose, left baseline, spin move into the lane. Goes cross court to Gebhardt, into Meyering. Clawed away by Minster, loose on the floor. Redskins get it back. They go to Gaston to Rose. High arching three, short. It was online, no good. Rebound Minster, long throw down the floor. Gebhardt picks it off. To Gaston, cherry picking Rose. Blocked away by Minster, but a foul. Dana gets two more. Stuck at 20-9. A minute 15 played here in the third quarter. Again, two more for Dana. I bet she doesn't miss another pair. Chuck. Free throw, Rose. Swish. 21-9. Fort Loramie up 12. Dana airborne. It's good. The lead for Fort Loramie, 13. Long lead out down the floor. Janae Hoing for Minster. Boy, she's been held in check just two. Here's a baseline drive. Flips it up on the run. It is in and out, no good. Checked a little aggressively. No, a foul away from the shot.
Huh.
Enables Minster to get the ball out of bounds.
And I erase.
Playmaker, baseline right. Avery Wolf for Minster looking.
They called that on Rose away from the ball. That was her first.
Now to Ivy, back to Janae. Here's Lauren Mox. Ball handed to Mesher. Left corner, Ivy Wolf on top. Janae Hoing, open three-point shot short. Rebound stabbed, out of bounds, off Minster, Fort Loramie possession.
Boy, they got away with a shove on that one.
We've got eight players in backcourt. A little pressure applied. Ball lobbed into Gaston. Gaston loops it up ahead to Dana Rose. Dana averaged 8 points a game last year for Fort Loramie. Feeds Meyering, handoff to Gebhardt. She streaks down the lane, chopped up on the arm while shooting. Gebhardt's got two at the stripe. Played nearly 2 minutes here in this third quarter, and Minster has now gone 11 and a half minutes in this game without a point. Free throw, Gebhardt, yes. 23-9, Fort Loramie, up 14. Second shot, Gebhardt on the way, got it again. Redskins have swelled the advantage out to 15 points, 24-9.
And they've gone into a half-court trap now, 1-2-2.
Yep, little zone look, ball thrown to Wolf at midcourt for Minster. She stops and pops, lets it fly from long distance, way short. And rebound loose below the basket. Ball hit the boundary. Touched by Minster. Fort Loramie possession.
That was a frustration shot right there. She's not getting very good looks at it.
No, she's not. Errant pass in backcourt by Fort Loramie. Tracked down by Gaston. Gaston dribbles to the timeline. Knocked away by Minster. Fort Loramie's in trouble. Far side of the floor. Timeout. Head coach Carlos Sieg. Yes, it was. Played a minute 10 here in the second half. Redskins up 15 on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, the Fort Loramie Redskins defense, Chuck, is a staple game in, game out, as advertised, rock solid tonight.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. I mean, it's 5:51 to go in the third quarter, and Minster hadn't scored since the first quarter.
Nope. It looks more like a high school football playoff score. 24-9, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here's Dana Rose in backcourt to Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt dribbles up the floor, goes between circles to Gasson. Colleen Brandewee in. Ball thrown to the post by Colleen to Dana Rose. Minster jabs it out of bounds. On the floor now for Fort Loramie. Is that Schultes or Holscher? Is that Kenzie in?
No, it's Schultes.
Ball fed to Schultes, inbounds below the basket. An easy two-pointer.
Dana Rose.
I'm sorry, Dana got
Dana
the shot.
Rose, yep.
Two young ladies right next to each other. Good field goal by Rose. Good entry by Fort Loramie, which swipes it at the timeline. Here's Dana up the floor to Gasson. Steps into a three ball and buries it. Caitlin Gasson, a line drive, triple. Don't look now. Fort Loramie's up 20. 5 minutes left, third quarter. The margin is 20 points. On scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Believe it or not, 18 straight points by Fort Loramie. Redskins led 11-9. Now that was back at the end of the first quarter. We played 3 minutes here in the third. And Fort Loramie, during this stretch, has reeled off 18 straight points. Minster's been blanked. Here's a cross-court pass by Minster. The Schmiesing baseline right, shot short. Rebound loose in the corner, out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Chuck, a good defensive team will slow down a fine offensive team if it just features two real good scores, only two.
They're doing a nice job on Hoying and Wolf, and they're allowing the other girls to get shots, and right now they're not making anything.
Nope, they will as the season progresses, that's for sure. Minster's got the ball in the arc. 25 feet out, Avery Wolf. Hand off to Lauren Mox. Now Ivy Wolf, 4:24 to go, third quarter. Minster can't get a shot. Deep on the right flank, it's Avery Wolf. Got it, three-pointer, bombs away. Whistle, foul on the shot or away from the shot?
It was away from, and now they're going to bring the ball in.
Yep, it was a push-off against Minster while the ball was in flight. Basket counts, foul Minster. And the Redskins bring it down, up 29-12, as Minster went, well, count them, about 13 minutes without scoring. That was a scoreless stretch of 13 minutes for Minster. Here's Schultes in the lane for Fort Loramie. On the arc, it goes to Gasson. Oh, right back to Schultes. Give and go. In traffic, shot short. Schultes steals the rebound. A lot of contact on the inside, foul Minster. Ava Schultes showing her tenacity, her savvy. Excellent play there by Ava. Down to 3:59 left in the third quarter. Holscher in for Rose for Fort Loramie.
It's early in the season for me. I've had to erase again. I thought that was a shooting foul.
Inbounding Redskins. Yassin into the lane. Holscher twisting, turning, high off the glass. No. Rebound down to Minster. Here come the Wildcats to midcourt. Janae Hoying on the arc. Fakes left, goes right. Can't juke her way to daylight, so gives it up to Ivy Wolf. Gaston on her, stays between her and the basket. Now here comes the double team. Ivy gives it up to Avery. Here's Janae, 25 feet out, into the corner. Baseline, pulls up. Double team, jammed. Hits Ivy cutting down the lane. Blocked away by the long arms of Holscher. And then Ivy gets a piece of it last.
Well, I'll tell you what, they did a nice job of rotating defensively that time when the ball got in the corner.
That was exquisite defense there on that series by Fort Loramie's girls. 29-12, Redskins up 17 over the defending state champs who repeated last year from the year before. Too much time. Fort Loramie can't get it in inbounds in time before the 5-second whistle toots. Baseline right, inbounding Minster. Ball lob, top of the circle, open Ivy Wolf, guns it, makes it. Three-pointer Ivy. 29-15, six straight points by Minster on two threes.
She has got such a quick release.
Here's Jaden Putoff for Fort Loramie. On a weave to Myring. To Gasson. Ball fired, right corner. To Brandewee, outside the arc, near side, Putoff. Swinging free, Brandewee. Foul line doesn't shoot. Redskins patient. Here's Marissa Myring on the arc, left flank. Goes to Brandewee, top of the circle. Right corner, Fort Loramie dribbles. Here's Putoff. Here's Brandewee, left side of the floor. Back to Putoff, lost it, got it. Dribble drive, throws left baseline. Holscher open, 17-footer. Oh, my goodness. Around the rim three times, it spun out.
That couldn't have gone down any farther without going in.
Now the leather disappeared below the top of the iron. Might have touched the net, but somehow shot out. Rebound off of Fort Loramie last. Minster with possession. Wildcats trailed 29-9, 90 seconds to go, and have scored two straight threes. Ivy Wolf, top of the circle, foul line, pull-up shot, off the back iron, rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor, Putoff. Left baseline, Myring. Top of the circle, Holscher tries to save, does. Prevents the over and back, but it goes right to a Minster player. Ivy Wolf, twisting move down the lane, blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minute 59 to go. Here comes the hockey line change for the Redskins. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, we've got Schultes back in. Ratterman on the floor. Gebhardt is there. Dana Rose. Caitlin Gasson. Minster inbounds. Top of the circle. Lady Cats. It's Euchre. Push-off foul, but Gasson of Fort Loramie. Minute 52 to go in the third, 14-point lead, Fort Loramie, 29-15. Right smack dab in the middle of this game, a 13-minute scoreless spell for Minster. On a weave, top of the circle, ball handed off to Kate Larger for Minster. Deep right corner Schmeezing, out high to Euchre again. Ball tossed to Mara Schmeezing. Right flank. She gives it up. Goes to Larger. Into the post. Stolen by Myron. Outlet to Gasson. One-on-one against the defender Euchre. What do we have? A foul on Minster as Gasson took it right to the rack.
They've got Hoying and Wolf sitting now. Probably not for the rest of the quarter, but just give them a little bit of a rest.
Yep. Caitlin Gasson, couple shots at the stripe for Fort Loramie, missed it hard, no good. 14-point lead, Redskins. Minute 26 to go, third quarter. Scorers, broadcast.com, with the lid lifter for the 2019-20 basketball season. Second shot is good by Gasson. Score is doubled, 30-15. Here's Mara Schmiesing down into the right corner. Throws it out high to Kate Larger. She enters the lane area, leans in against Ratterman, and draws a two-shot foul. Couple of shots here for Larger of Minster. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Don't forget Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Minster cannot cash in at the stripe. Both free throws missed. Fort Loramie with the ball. Ratterman down the left side. And leaning in to get a fist on it and drive it out of bounds. It is Schmiesing of Minster. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 30-15 Fort Loramie. Gebhardt into Gasson at the elbow on the left into the lane. Hand off Dana Rose. She puts it on the deck, starts a drive, goes right back out to Gasson. Jumping, shooting, a triple, a little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Minster. Oh, what a steal by Gasson in backcourt. She took it right away from Schmiesing, and Carla Siegel alertly with Gasson sprawling on the floor after stripping it. Carla gets a timeout, and that salvages the possession with 48 seconds to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Yep, we've got 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie girls 30, Minster 15. Minster won last night on the road at Wapakoneta, 57-53. But Fort Loramie is playing dynamite defense here tonight and stopping Minster's offense cold. Redskins inbound. 38 ticks left to go in the third. Gasson top of the circle to Rose. Ball flipped into the post. Intended on the play for Schultes. Busted up by Minster and swiped. Ball thrown down the floor. Top of the circle. Larger. Big time collision. Foul. Fort Loramie. But the Redskins worked the lead out to 29-9 with half this quarter to go, but Minster's played very good D the last 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, they have. You know they're going to play defense.
Here's a bad throw by Minster. Steal by Gebhardt. Down the floor. Hands off to a teammate who might have gotten away with a walk. It's laid in by Schultes. Gebhardt feeding Schultes after Kennedy ripped it away. 9 seconds to go in the third. Dribbling, Schmiesing, midcourt, double team. Top of the circle, foul line, down the lane, shovels, missed it. Rebound, Rose, long shot, high arching, 60-footer off the backboard. And the third quarter finishes. 32-15, Fort Loramie over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Fort Loramie on a roll, leading Minster 32-15. This was once an 11-9 game at the end of one period. And since that point in time, 21-6 Fort Loramie. 6 points over two quarters for Minster. Fort Loramie's defense has been superb. Outside the arc on the left, Macy Imwali in now for Fort Loramie. Wholesale changes. Colleen Brandewy on the court. Now Gasson. Dana Rose remains. Here's Imwali 25 feet away. Macy, a 5'7 senior, one of four 12th graders on this Fort Loramie roster. Bounce pass right side to Gasson. Dana Rose foul line. Backs her defender down. She's triple teamed. On the arc, gives it up to teammate Corinne Heitkamp. Her shot is way short, but the long rebound deflects right back to Fort Loramie. Here's Rose. Here's Imwali. With Heitkamp and Meiring and Gasson, that's the quintet on the court now for the Redskins. Corinne Heitkamp, right side of the floor. Left side to Dana Rose. Back to Corinne on the arc. Lets it fly. Bouncing, no good. Weak side rebound, almost in the hands of Meiring. Stolen, though, by Minster. Here come the Wildcats down the floor. And the ball's left for the trailer. Oldegee's foul, Fort Loramie. Redskins 32-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Ivy Wolf in the lane, posting up, spin move, good. Vintage Ivy Wolf got it down fairly low with a smaller guard on her backside. Her back was to the hoop. Boy, she twisted around and flipped it in off the glass. Neatly done. 32-17, Fort Loramie. Here's Imwali, 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. To Gasson, back door, Dana Rose. A lot of contact, overshoots, but she's walloped. 6:16 to go, fourth quarter. 32-17, Redskins. Fort Loramie's next game, Tuesday against Fairlawn. And then Saturday at Rushi. Dana Rose is in and out of the free throw. We've got Schultes, we've got Gebhardt in for Imwali and Gasson.
Holster's waiting to come in for Rose. She needs her to make a free throw.
Yep. Shot by Dana in the air. Good. And the Redskins lead is now 33-17. Kenzie Holscher back on the floor. Here comes Minster at midcourt. It is Ivy Wolf. She spins off to the left. Gets a screen, enters the lane, right down the pike to the rim. Short, but a foul. And that's going to be the objective of Minster. Last 6 minutes of this game. Penetrate, take it to the cup. Shoot free throws if you can. Janae Hoying back on the floor for Minster. Dana Rose getting ready to check back in for Fort Loramie. Free throw, Ivy Wolf. It missed. Rose on the court for Holscher. Holscher in and out very quickly. Second free throw, Ivy Wolf, Minster. Lo and behold, that one circled the iron. No good. And the rebound is popped up in the air out of bounds off Minster. Pressure applied. Eight players in backcourt. It goes to Schultes. Schultes up the near side to Heitkamp. Cross court to Gebhardt. Tries to leave it for Meiring down low. Touched by Minster. Goes out of bounds.
That's great hustle by Wolf that time because that was about to be a layup.
Righto. 33-17. Fort Loramie leads. 5:55 to go in the fourth. Good inbounds by Fort Loramie. Baseline right. Meiring from 10. Short, no good. Rebound Dana Rose. Short, no good. Got it back. Stripped. What a play by Ivy Wolf. Ivy barrels down the left side. Outside the lane. In and out on the 8-footer. Tough break. Rebound Fort Loramie to midcourt. It goes to Gebhardt. Tough luck shooting right now for both clubs. top of the circle. It goes on the play to Meyering for Fort Loramie. Into the post to Scholes. Oh, look at that move. Banked it in from 7 feet. Twisting and turning, Ava Scholes quickly down the floor. Minster, and here's a five-footer put up baseline right. Got it. Kyra Oldiges connects. 35-19 as the teams trade quick deuces. Left wing, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie, 30 feet out. Dana, one dribble. Now goes to Gebhardt straight away. Baseline right to a teammate. Oh, look at Scholes go to work. Up and in. Ava with two pretty ones in a row. She's got 10 now for the game. 37-19, Fort Loramie. Minster posting up. Ivy Wolf, she goes up and under, short on the shot. Rebound Fort Loramie. Good strategy by head coach Mike Wiss to get Ivy the ball in the lane. Quickly up the floor, Fort Loramie. Long three-pointer launched by Gebhardt. No good. Ball kicked out of bounds by Minster. And we see four white shirts, three black shirts come on with 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter. 37-19, Fort Loramie. Janae Hoying has gotten very few shots for Minster, Chuck. How many points for her?
She's only got two.
Wow. Good inbounds by Fort Loramie, and Jaden Putoff catches 18 feet away inside the arc and buries a long two-pointer. Good-looking jumper by Putoff of Fort Loramie, which has opened up a 20-point lead again, 39-19. Here's the ball through the hands of Mox of Minster. Fort Loramie possession. 4 minutes to go in the game. Put off in backcourt. Gives it on the play to Gasson for Fort Loramie down the right side. Coming out to catch is Gebhardt. Foul line. Bounces right corner, deflected. Gasson gets it, loose ball. And they find Putoff down in the post, up and in on the block. Couple fielders in a row, but Jaden, 3:39 left in this game, 41-19, Fort Loramie. Jaden Putoff for the Redskins, averaged only 4.2 a year ago, and she'll see a lot more minutes here in 2019-20, that's for sure. Here's Minster with a drive in the left corner, Ivy Wolf out back to Schmiesing, steps inside the arc, missed a 17-footer. Wow. Loose ball rebounding foul on Minster with 3:12 to go in the fourth.
I think possibly Fort Loramie's second team would be the second best team in the Shelby County League this year.
I tell you what, they've got an A-plus group, an A group. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie, outstanding head coach. She will have to master the psychology of being a head coach this year.
Oh, I'm sure she can handle it.
Uh-huh. No doubt. Put off at the stripe for Fort Loramie. One-and-one situation. First shot is good. Front rim, backboard down through. 42-19 in favor of the Redskins. If Carla's going to have a job keeping everybody pleased.
You know, winning helps. That takes care of that a little bit.
It does. Put off, connects twice. Biggest lead of this game for Fort Loramie, 43-19. Up the floor, Schmiesing. Ball handed off 25 feet away to Euchre. Ball fed to the post. Fort Loramie's too aggressive. Foul for the backside. Put off, picks it up. And it's a one-and-one situation here. Dana Pringer at the stripe for Minster. She dips the knees, high-arching one-hander off to the left. No good. Rebound volleyball and tied up. And benefiting from the arrow is Minster, which keeps it. 2:54 left in the game. Minster possession. Baseline left, it's Kennedy Gebhardt. Into the corner, Taylor Ratterman. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong numbers and the wrong team. 43-19, Fort Loramie. Minster with the ball out of the arc. It's fed to Euchre. Euchre right back to a teammate. And a push called by Fort Loramie with 2:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1-1 for Larger for Minster. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to go. Free shot, Larger. It is around, around, and out. Tough one. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly right corner, Ratterman. Into the post, Holscher. Whipped to the left flank to teammate Heitkamp. Too hot to handle, or I should say Brandaway. That ball was whipped to her very fast. She couldn't hang on. At Fort Loramie and Minster emptying the bench. Late third quarter of this game. Redskins in charge, up 24. Led by just two after one. And then Minster went 12 to 13 minutes and didn't score. Over guarding Ratterman. Foul on her, 25 feet away. 1-1 for Minster. Imwali into the game for Fort Loramie. Checking out, Colleen Brandewey. Colleen saw minutes last year as a ninth grader, Chuck. Looked good. And she is getting plenty of action here this season as a sophomore already. 1-1, too long. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Open jumper, deep left corner, Ratterman. It skipped across the rim, no good. Rebound Minster, minute 56 to go. Forecourt right. Ball fed in the play to Schmiesing. Into the post intended for a Minster teammate, Pringer, goes wide and out of bounds. Fort Loramie will bring it down. Up 24. A minute 48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins play Fairlawn Tuesday. Rushi next Saturday. Minster has an engagement with Salina on the road on, I think, Tuesday night. Ball thrown by Fort Loramie into the post. And a short turnaround J by Kenzie. Holscher up and in. Nice pivot play by Kenzie. 45-19. Overplay by Imwali, who crams it out of bounds into the Minster bench down to our right. Here is Minster playing the ball in from side court. Goes Euchre to Schmiesing. Schmiesing picked up 20 feet away by Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Top of the circle. Minster still dribbling. Back to Larger. Chuck, how do you think at the point Fort Loramie's fared with Heitkamp and Gasson sharing duties?
Well, I'm impressed. I know last year they really did it by committee. Besides Gasson and Heitkamp a little bit, they had Kenzie out there. They also had Rose out there.
Right.
They can play them down where they're more effective offensively now, scorers.
And take advantage of their 6 feet and a half inch or 1 inch or whatever it is in length. 46 seconds to go. Fort Loramie gets it back. Up 45-19. Top of the circle, Holscher. Right wing to a teammate. Here's a 17-footer by Putoff off the back iron. Rebound, Minster. Half minute to go. Well, the Minster Wildcats had 9 points after one quarter. 7 from Ivy Wolf, 2 from Hoing. And since then, only 10. Only 10 points by Minster last 3 quarters. They got 9 in the first period. Only 10 over the last 3. That symbolizes the defense that Fort Loramie has played. Steal by the Redskins. Quickly down the floor, Imwali. On the run, pulls up, and makes a four-footer. 4 seconds left. 47-19 Redskins. Here's Schmiesing on the dead run. Shovels it toward the rim from the foul line. No good. And Fort Loramie wins its opener. Minster had played game number one last night. Beat Wapakoneta 57-53. But the Redskins defeat Minster tonight in Fort Loramie's opener by a final tally of 47-19. This was a tight 11-9 game after one. And then Fort Loramie, over the last 3 quarters, outscores Minster 36-10. And that sums it up. Fort Loramie's defense was unbelievably good. It was suffocating here tonight. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Don't forget, it's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It takes pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots and cold spots. Simply make an appointment online right now. Check out the company website, tomjerrys.com. You can make an appointment right there or call Mike Holdhouse at 295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com. Well, Chuck, take it away. Highlight our Clancy's Award winner, Fort Loramie victorious by 28 over the defending state champs, Minster, which was hit hard by graduation a year ago. But give Fort Loramie a lot of credit, the Redskins, with talent galore, and it was on display tonight.
Yeah, they were balanced, and that's what you expect to see from them. You're not going to get a 20-point score very rarely out of them. But tonight they had 3, 6, 9. They had 10 girls score. They out-rebounded them 31-14, 11-4 on the offensive boards, 18 turnovers by the Wildcats. They were 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Loramie was 11 of 16 from the free throw line. Minster was led by Wolf. She had 12. And then Avery Wolf hit a 3. That was their second leading score for Loramie. The leading scorer was Schultes with 10. They got 7 out of Rose, 6 out of Caitlin Gasson, 6 out of Jaden Putoff, 5 from Kennedy Gephardt, 4 from Kenzie Holscher, 4 from Marissa Myring, 3 from Corinne Heitkamp, and then 2 from Macy M. Wally. The 47-19 was the final. Clancy's players of the game for the Wildcats, Ivy Wolf, and for Fort Loramie, Ava Schultes.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Understand that Marion Local is pulling away from New Bremen in a Division 7 regional championship game. I think it's a 4-touchdown lead, late third, early fourth. Girls basketball. Just saw a score, Chuck. Tri-Village up 12 over Versailles at the end of 3 in girls' hoops. Tri-Village.
They're going to be a real force, yeah. and a challenge for Loramie in that region.
No question. What'd you like from Fort Loramie? A lot of promise from Minster. Wildcats need the other young ladies to step up. They will over time in support of Janae Hoing and Ivy Wolf.
And they're going to have to. And one of the things, I mean, Wolf had 12. They did a great job on Hoing tonight. I don't think Janae got more than 4 or 5 shots off tonight.
Right.
Loramie balanced. I mean, they can run people at you. I was not being silly when I said I think their second group, their top 10 is probably better than anybody else in the league this year. That's going to be a real problem for the Shelby County League girls this year.
Thanks to a couple new underwriting sponsors, Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. What you can dream, we can create at Hoing and Hoing. And thanks again to Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Reese Meyering will do all of your tax accounting and financial services, and is also a full service accounting firm for your business too, providing an array of full service features. That's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Thanks in addition to Frisch's in Tip, Troy, and Sydney. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's, from whom you just heard, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't know if any of those Carl Arnes pork chops are still available, but they're special on Saturday nights at Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And don't forget John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He'll give you his best shot. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, plus Superior Aluminum. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Don't forget a big sale coming up 1st of December. 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Take advantage. Let Jolene Renderly know that you heard about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks as well here on Scores Broadcast to a number of other underwriting sponsors, including Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue at RegalTrophyAwards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And thanks as well to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Our next webcast here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Anna Mechanicsburg State Semifinals Division 6 football next Friday night at a site to be determined, could be Piqua. We're on the web, online, on Scores Broadcast at 6:35 p.m. next Friday night. And the kickoff is set for 7 next Friday, Anna Mechanicsburg D6 State Semifinal. Our next hoops webcast on scoresbroadcast.com is more than likely the first Tuesday of December. Fort Loramie girls host West Liberty Salem, a team which inflicted one of the two losses on the Fort Loramie girls last year over at West Liberty. They collide at Fort Loramie first Tuesday of December. We'll have that for you at 7:10. Tip off at 7:30. Chuck, anything else? Great night, girls basketball. Good to get it started. I'm real happy the round ball season is here.
Yeah, me too. This is always a classic game, and just a little too much Fort Loramie tonight. They are so deep, and they do everything so well. Minster's going to get better. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, can you imagine what Fort Loramie is going to do to opponents without an Ivy Wolf and a Janae Hoing?
Yeah.
Held them scoreless for 13 minutes tonight. Held the Minster team scoreless for 13 minutes as Fort Loramie went from 11-9 up to 29-9 up, 18 straight 20-point lead. That's how good Fort Loramie's defense was. That's how deep and talented this Fort Loramie girls basketball team, Coach Pekarla Siegel, in her 21st year, is. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster. Final score, Fort Loramie girls 47, Minster 19.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.